DX31 to control.
I'm riding in a car with a police officer, an interfaith chaplain, and a drug counselor. No, this isn't the beginning of a joke. It's a team that makes up New Bedford's Opioid Intervention Task Force. The group makes rounds about 5 or 6 times a week, checking in on a list of people who've recently overdosed on opioids.
I'm going to go to a female that overdosed, I believe it was in the city of Fall River. We do have her name, so we're going to go to the address that we got, and we're going to see if we can make an engagement on her.
That's Captain Ricard Resendiz, who's the police officer component of the team today. He dresses in plain clothes so people know he isn't there to make arrests. New Bedford's opioid task force began in 2015 when the police department was seeing a record number of opioid deaths and overdoses. In 2016 alone, New Bedford had 57 opioid deaths out of about 2,000 across the state, and that number continues to climb.
We've been dealing with an epidemic, and we needed an out-of-the-box way of attacking this problem. I've been a law enforcement officer for 28 years, and I've said this before. We can't arrest our way out of this problem. And what we've been doing since I've been a police officer is not really working.
And Reverend David Lima of the Interfaith Council for New Bedford and today's chaplain on the ride-along says having a trio of different members makes it easier to speak with those who have overdosed.
One of the things that we believe is important is that it's not about what we think the people need. It's about what they will receive. And it's not about getting them to us. It's about getting them to where they need to be to get help.
The team has what they call a 45% success rate. They define success as a person who simply opens the door to the team and listens to what they have to say. Lima goes on.
A person always saying, I don't want no more visits, but that third revisit, person finally said, I'm ready. So part of this is about building relationship. It's not about getting somebody directly into services because not everybody's ready and willing.
At one stop, the team is welcomed inside by Robert Bombard. He overdosed about 3 months ago.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Robert.
You got a whole crew today. Have a seat wherever you
Robert,
can.
Robert, very nice to meet you.
Likewise, sir.
Listen, this is a wellness check. I want to see how you were doing.
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Haven't used heroin since DOD.
Bombard says he's been using heroin on and off since he was in his teens, but his most recent overdose was because he took fentanyl, thinking it was heroin. Fentanyl is about 30 to 50 times more powerful than heroin.
I had been using periodically, and then I had copped that one day and turned out to be fentanyl. And luckily I had people here who had some Narcan.
That's the overdose reversal drug.
I walked out of the bathroom, walked right to that spot right there, and poof, hit the floor.
When the intervention team came around a few weeks after the overdose, he was a little startled when he identified one of them as a police officer, but let the team in when he saw the drug counselor and the chaplain. This is the third time the team has stopped in to check on him since his overdose, and he says it's helped him stay clean.
So it surprised me to think that anyone would care enough to come back and check on people because, you know, we're throwaway people. We're throwaway people. There's no doubt in my mind. Junkie dies? Oh, well, he deserved it. She deserved it. But coming in just knowing that people care enough to take their time, it's a nice feeling.
He knows staying sober is never for certain, and he still keeps Narcan in his living room just in case. But he hopes with the help of the team to hold him accountable, he won't need to use it. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan in New Bedford.